Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. In this opening chapter of his first letter, Peter writes a great deal about salvation. He looks forward to the day when we'll see the completeness of our salvation, set free from every trace of sin and all suggestions of death and decay. But he doesn't intend these wonderful spiritual insights to send his readers into an outer orbit of heavenly worship, but rather to equip them to get ready for action. They need to be prepared to face up to the brutal reality of living for God in a world that is fundamentally opposed to the Christian faith. True worship and Bible study must always have the effect of equipping us to live more faithfully and fruitfully for God in the here and now. They must never be a form of escapism that we use to help us to run away from a challenging and hostile world. God needs us to be fit and ready to face whatever problems and difficulties the world might throw at us. Time and again, the Bible tells us about people who worship God, but whose worship didn't lead to godly action. God was very severe with them. The prophet Amos spoke about people who were committed to their worship festivals, but who happily continued to exploit the poor. God didn't mince his words. Away with your noisy hymns of praise, he said. I will not listen to the music of your harps. Instead, I want to see a mighty flood of justice, an endless river of righteous living. And it was the same with the Pharisees, who were meticulous in their worship and religious practices, but who consistently missed the point. They were fakes. They got their priorities wrong. Let's make sure that worship and Bible study are at the heart of our lives, but also ensure that they lead us to action. So let me ask you a question. In what way has your recent worship and Bible study led to specific action? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the way in which you want to shape and bless every part of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.